Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on this morning. It is hot, but you continue to keep us, Lord. We continue to pray for rain. Lord, I pray that you bless the listeners, Lord. They may be going through something individually in their families or on their job or with their health, Lord. I just send out a prayer and a special blessing. I ask that you bless them, you bless their lives, you bless their homes, you bless their health, their minds, and their spirits. Lord, touch in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. Last time we left off ending speaking about the woman of Samaria, and that was in John chapter 4, ending at verse 42. In verse 43 all the way through 54, Jesus heals a nobleman's son. And we won't really read too much in that, but just wanted to make everyone aware of that. And this was a man that followed him and found out that Jesus was in Galilee and that he had done miracles before. And he came to him about his son. And Jesus just says in verse 50, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." So Jesus spoke the word, and the nobleman's son was healed. Now what we want to look at is John chapter 5, and it is regarding a man that had been lame for 38 years, and it's speaking about the pool of Bethesda. So let's read in verse 4, but basically, there was a certain time of the year when an angel would go down, and in the Bible they call trouble the water, which means it would stir up the water and there would be a blessing, a healing in the water. And this man lay by the pool and he was lame for 38 years. And every time the angel came to trouble the water, he was not able to get down into the water. So let's read at verse 4. It says, "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." And so everyone knew, but you see how it says that everyone knew at this particular time. So they would hear, okay, the angel is troubling the water, we got to get in. But it says, whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in. So this man was lame and he was not able to get in. But Jesus asked him a question in verse 6. So Jesus shows up at the pool of Bethesda. He sees the man lame. And then he asks him a question. In verse 6, it says, "When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?" Meaning, do you want to be well? Do you want to be made whole? And that's what Jesus is asking today. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be well? Are you lost? Are you sick? Are you depressed? Are you despondent? Are you in trouble? You made a bad decision and now you got to find a way to get out of it. Do you need to make some decisions that are hard for you? Do you need to be made whole? And so he asked the man, "Will you be made whole?" And then the man goes in verse 7, starts explaining his situation. "Then the impotent man answered him, says, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Let's talk about opportunity. Opportunity, a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. So this man had an opportunity every year or ever, whatever season the water was troubled, but he said, there's no man to put me in. I will say this, there are times that you've got to step out of the box. What maybe worked the last time may not work with a situation that you have where you have to do something different. And waiting on someone to do it for you is probably not going to serve you well. You're going to have to step out and do it yourself. There are many people I know listening have many ideas and thoughts and great things that they think about doing or have thought about doing, but they won't do it because they're waiting for this particular step to happen. And so Jesus is telling this man, well, he asked this man, do you want to be made whole? The man speaks to a certain situation. In verse 8, he tells the man, rise, take up thy bed and walk, which is an instruction. So Jesus first asks a question, do you want to be made whole? Then here's an instruction. Okay, I'm going to heal you. Take up your bed and walk. Now, in verse 14, after the man is made whole, Jesus finds him in the temple and he gives him further information. He says, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. And so there's a certain pattern within these set of scriptures from verse actually 1 of chapter 5 all the way to verse 16 talking about this lame man. And so first Jesus asks a question, then he gives some instructions, and then he gives some information, and is what God is saying to us. Do you have trouble? The instruction is, pick up this book, this Bible, and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. That's the instruction for us today. Pick up this book. This Bible is life. It is where life is. And you know, I remember a long time ago, many, many years ago, I was having struggles. I don't know when it was. Could have been 20, 25 years ago. When I was a teenager, and I said, we don't come into this world with any kind of manual. Well, actually, we do. I just wasn't aware of it. The Bible is a manual of life. Every circumstance, every situation is in here. You've just got to look for it and be willing to believe the instruction that God has given you on how to solve the problem. And then he gives you information. He says, go and sin no more. Now, after God delivers you, after you come out of the situation, after you made the decision and it works out, after you took the leap of faith and it starts to progress and move forward, you cannot forget what brought you out. So don't repeat the same things that kept you held back. And so we want to believe God for eternal life and victory in him. And in the meantime, while we are waiting for the return of Christ, we have work to do here. And so the things that God has given you, he's saying, you want to be made whole? I can make you whole. I'm going to give you these set of instructions, which are in scripture. And I'm telling you, there's life and death, but I'm giving you the answer. Choose life. I'm going to stop right there for today with the lesson. Wanted to remind you again about the seminar on Saturday. There's still some seats available. Please email me at emeraldrosecsd@gmail.com to register. The seminar is Saturday at 10 a.m. We will have an early reception at 9:45 with some refreshments. So I look forward to seeing everyone there. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.